Why shouldn't someone who is blind or partially sighted find it just as easy to use their local gym as a sighted person does? And that could mean having an instructor or personal trainer who can guide them through the safe and effective use of the equipment like weights, rowing machines, static bikes and treadmills that can be so effective in helping someone to keep fit or maybe lose weight, or possibly both. Well, there's an initiative called Instructability, which is designed to engage disabled people in the fitness industry as gym instructors and gym users, and it's run by a group called Aspire. Claire Lawrence from Leicester, who works for RNIB in their campaigns team and who is herself vision impaired, is being trained on this course. So who better to talk to about the reality of how practical it actually is for a blind or partially sighted person to use a gym these days and what to expect when you get there?
Well, they vary greatly. I mean, that is one thing that can put people off, is because obviously if you know one gym, doesn't mean you're going to know another gym, because there's a lot of different equipment. The equipment that we focus on is instructors, and you would, if you're going to a gym initially to learn the basics, you get the cardiovascular machines, which is your treadmill, your bike, rowing machine, cross trainer, and then there's the resistance machines, so that's basically like lifting weights, but you sit on machines to do it. So it's a lot more secure. And if you are visually impaired, I found it brilliant because you can work out the weights yourself. You can control them. You don't have to lift anything off the ground or pick things off shelves. It's just all there for you to just set. And once you've been shown how to use the machines, it's incredibly simple.
I guess that really is a big plus, isn't it, for someone who's blind or partially sighted, that all the training environment, the keep fit environment, perhaps I should call it, is so much safer than if you were, well, jogging on the street, for example.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I do envy, during the summer months, I envy those who can just put their trainers on, go out the front door and go for a run. However, you know, I can get on my favourite treadmill, stand by a window, see that there's some sunshine and listen to my own music. So, you know, it's a compromise. But it doesn't change, and they stay in the same place, and there won't be any cones or children or overhanging branches in the way, so it's kind of a bit more relaxing that way.
And as you say, that there's a familiarity about it. And is it therefore much more kind of structured in how you increase what you do? So you're in a safer environment in terms of what you're doing to your body. Is it more controllable, I think I'm really trying to say?
Oh, very much so. I mean, personally, over the last 7 weeks that I've been doing the course, when I started going to the gym, I very much stuck to cardiovascular and running. Since doing the course, I've learned all about weights and the resistance machines, and my abilities have improved vastly over the last 5 weeks alone, each week going up weight levels. But yes, you control your own weight. If you've got someone like myself with you, an instructor, we can measure where you're at, how you're feeling, and then work on how we could just improve it to achieve the goals that you want, whether that's a muscly physique or losing weight or just general improved fitness.
So everyone should really have an instructor. They shouldn't just kind of wander into a gym, however accessible and welcoming it could be. Are you saying they really should decide how they're going to do what they're going to do?
I think whether you have a disability or not, every human being, if they go to a gym, they need to go in and you have your induction and you meet an instructor. Because, like I said, all gyms vary. You may have been to one before, but you need to know what they offer, a good basics on what the machines do, and also someone giving you an idea of what a routine to start with could be. And then, yes, if you're visually impaired, or even if you're not, taking on an instructor who's there with you one or two times a week, it's a motivation, it pushes you, helps you take it a bit further, and probably means that you won't give up after a month or so.
Now, one can wonder at the accessibility of the equipment, as you're saying, all those various bits of kit that can help to keep you fit, help you lose weight or whatever. But the accessibility of the building and the staff, as you say, so many gyms all across the country, all very different. In practical terms, what's your sense of how easy it is for someone to suddenly say one day, do you know what, I'm going to go to my local gym?
Well, sadly, it's not great, and that is partly why Aspire have applied for the funding to do this project, to get the instructability instructors in as many gyms as possible, because it is really bad. I mean, it's only 39% of the population who actually go to gyms anyway, and only 18% of disabled people go and use a gym. And I think that that shouts about how it can be nerve-wracking. I mean, if you can't even get through the front door or to the desk or in the changing room without issues, then it's going to dramatically put you off going into the gym and then having to ask for more help. I mean, I know myself, I don't look visually impaired, whatever that means, but sometimes I don't necessarily shout about it, and sometimes you don't feel comfortable telling lots of people about it. So a lot of people are put off going to the gym environments, but hopefully one step at a time, by having these instructors in the gyms, it's going to really improve the knowledge. Part of what we do as the instructability staff is we actually work with the staff in the gyms, giving them awareness training, helping them to understand the different disabilities. All the people on the course have varied disabilities, so we've all learnt off each other. As with anything in the disability sector, it's a slow process, but at least it's happening, and we're just hoping to encourage as many people into the gyms as possible.
And on the back of what you've just said, and the very realistic way that you've spoken about it, is it still, though, worth somebody, wherever they are in the UK, thinking, I will now approach my local gym? I mean, are they likely to get a welcome? Are they able, do you think, to persuade people that everything you're talking about is doable?
They should do. I would hope that if they did that, that they would. Putting my R&IB work hat on, if they do approach a gym and they don't get the kind of reception that we would hope they would, then please contact R&IB campaigns, because a gym should be able to cope with whatever disability you have. And if you're visually impaired, let's face it, usually the body works, it's only the eyes, and if someone can't get their head around helping you with directions on a machine or weights, then that's a very simple thing to expect from a gym when you go and visit it.
Now, Claire Lawrence has offered to point any vision-impaired person who contacts her towards the Aspire project, which is trying to increase accessibility to local gyms for disabled people. They, in turn, will know of gyms that are properly accessible to a blind or partially sighted person. And Claire can be contacted on 01 509 632 403. And Claire is currently training at the Radmore Centre in Loughborough, which is one of the gyms that most definitely is accessible. And should you have any information about your local gym's accessibility, and that could be to say how good it is just as much as mentioning things that are not as they should be, then RNIB's campaigns team would like to hear from you. And their phone number is 020 73 91 21 23.